Wait, did you hear that? What's that beer? You want me to come drink you now? This must be the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And we are here to talk about craft beer, as always.
Woo, woo.
It's episode 63 of the Perfect Pour. The Bearded Brewer, one of our usual co-hosts, again, not here.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this.
We can do it.
You can call 559-492-0542 and yell at the Bearded Brewer for not being here.
Yes. Also, we might tangent again without him keeping us
in line. Yeah. We don't have him to keep us in line, so who knows what we could talk about in this episode.
We could go
everything but beer.
Off track.
Yep. So, thanks for joining us. And what we were drinking before we started recording, our pre-show beer. A returning champion to the podcast that the other brother brought last time.
Yeah.
But Nick brought this one. Pizza Port Brewing from San Diego area. Various locations in the San Diego area. Their Ponto.
Ponto.
Session IPA. Sipa. They're Sipa. It is quite enjoyable. 4.5 IPA. Pizza Port. They're big on the cans. They love cans.
They love cans at Pizza Port.
Mm-hmm.
Please take your cans.
Pretty solid. Pizza Port's been around since 87. That's pretty impressive. I did not know that.
Yeah, weren't they one of the original?
Yeah.
Cast members of San Diego.
San Diego. Beer. Yeah, that's right. Mike White said that.
Yeah.
Or Chris White. Was talking about that.
Oh, that's how I know that.
Chris White told us that.
Must be true.
Where did you find?
Where you find? I went to a little shop in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Known as High Times Wine Cellar.
Oh my God. A little north of San Luis Obispo, or San Juan Capistrano.
Yes.
Isn't that? Yeah.
That is correct.
Was that when you went down to Disneyland? Was that one you were seeking out? You got to check that out?
Yeah, well, I was torn.
Because that's pretty south of Disneyland.
It was like 20-minute drive from Anaheim. So, yeah, I wasn't in the immediate area, but didn't take long to get there. But, yeah, I was torn between staying in Anaheim and hanging out. They have, three breweries, I think, now, right in Anaheim?
Yeah, roughly.
Or, venturing off to places I've never been but wanted to go for a long time.
So. Right.
I made the choice, and it wasn't bad, but I didn't win exactly on that choice either, so I think I would have been better off staying in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. Going to a brewery going to the bottle shop?
Yeah.
You went bottle shop, and you're mildly disappointed in it, the shop?
Yeah, because I thought, I wanted Modern Times really bad, so I was like, that's the other thing. If you go to a brewery, you only get one beer. Bottle shop, right. You got more of a selection to bring back home.
Yeah, that's a good logic in your thinking.
So I did get my Modern Times, but they didn't have any of the bottled Modern Times. And so I grabbed a Ponto, which turns out we've had before.
Fail. Ponto.
And some Mike Hess, the latest and greatest.
Yeah, man, the hotness. Mike Hess, one of the hottest beer brewers, and that's what we have in front of us right now. The Jusundus. don't know if I'm saying that right.
Sure. It's
their honey, orange honey wheat, the Mike Hess Brewing, San Diego. The other San Diego brewing, hessbrewing.com. 6% Jusundus.
Jusundus. Squeezing in one more summer beer.
Yeah, honey wheat. Orange honey wheat, Jusundus. And
it's going down pretty smooth.
Yeah, I do get some citrus there. Nice way to end the summer.
I think, well, actually, are we into fall? Is it officially, what, is it the 21st?
I don't know. Was it the 21st?
I think so.
It doesn't feel like it, although...
No, not here, anyway.
Although the past couple of days have started to the heat has been relinquished. Summer's dying off.
Studio Kitty just came
Studio
in.
Studio Cat.
He's going to take Matt's place.
JJ, what do you have to say about these beers?
He says, pour me one and I'll tell you, friend.
So you were, you went to Disneyland.
We did.
Not
you and me, but me and
yeah. You and your wife, happy anniversary.
Yes, we have happy anniversary.
You, of course, you can't drink in Disneyland unless you go into Club 33, but you can drink in the California Adventure side.
Yes,
you did. You go with the California Adventure side?
We did. We finally, finally got to ride the, what's the Cars Land Radiator
Springs?
Radiator Springs,
whatever.
Finally got to go on that, so that was a good excuse to, I guess, celebrate and have a pint or two.
Woo!
Kind of took the pain off the walking all day, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you go into the diner that has the racer or Racer 5, or did you go into the...
Disappointed that I forgot all about that. I forgot they had that. The Flo's VA Cafe.
Yeah. They got Racer 5 in there.
We went to the Paradise Pier kiosk where they have Sierra Nevada.
Oh, okay.
So I was drinking.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's by the boardwalk looking part of California.
They got the
carnival type rides.
Yeah, yeah. I barely have gone over there.
Oh, yeah.
That section, I'm just like, ugh. I could go to the Fresno Fair and see this stuff.
Yeah.
But last time I definitely discovered that Carl Strauss booth in the middle court. In the food court in the middle.
That's out in the food court. They got the converted truck.
Right. That's pretty cool. I enjoyed that last time.
That's very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. So did they have anything interesting from Sierra, or was it just Sierra Pale?
Just Torpedo.
Oh, okay.
Torpedo IPA. But, sometimes it's all you need.
It's better than the pale.
Yeah. Especially when, bang for your buck situation. You're looking at Blue Moon or Bud Light for $7.25, and for such $8 you could get Carl Strauss Tower 10 or Torpedo or, something much more potent.
Right.
Than... For just a few cents more.
The Tower 10's pretty good. The Red Trolley isn't terrible either.
No, the Red Trolley I've heard is a pretty big hit for them. I think we were drinking that the last trip we went with my father-in-law, and he liked that one a lot. He thought it reminded him of Newcastle, like that really sweet brown ale quality.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Strauss had a seasonal beer on tap too.
Ah.
But I didn't get to try it.
And so I take it that the only other beer happenings down there was your bottle shop trip?
The hotel we stayed in, they have a little convenience store. I usually pick up a bottle or two once we get to the hotel, versus bringing them all the way from home.
Right.
And they actually stepped it up. They rearranged the store and stepped up their craft section.
Uh-huh.
It used to just be like Carl Strauss and then Newcastle and all the regulars. But this year they had Sculpin in bottles. They had a lot of bootleggers. I guess they must be doing more stuff down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought back a bootlegger's pumpkin for our pumpkin episode.
Ooh.
What else did they have? They did have Carl Strauss in bottles. a lot of Sierra Nevada, a couple, I want to say Drake's. It was either Drake's or Deschutes. I can't remember. One of the D beers. But good solid craft beer section right in the hotel lobby.
That's good.
Yeah. And they're open late, so you can get a nice beer on your way back from the hotel.
We were there last at Candy Cane Lane Inn, which is kind of behind California Adventure. Mm-hmm. And there's a liquor store right there next to it. Yeah, it wasn't too impressive. There, that liquor store, and it was a pretty big store, and like they had room for craft, and they didn't really utilize it too much. They had a little bit of the shoots, and that was about it, crafty wise. But so I was a little bummed at that because I was like, oh come on, this is gonna come through. It's right here next to the hotel.
It's right here.
It's gonna be perfect. And it did not.
Stop in and snag a couple on your way up to the room.
Yep.
And the hotel we have has a balcony, so it's always nice to hang out on the balcony in your room and have a couple drinks to take the tension off the day.
Yeah.
Take the pain away from
the pain.
Being on your feet for 8 hours.
Right. It's a good 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. I'm bummed, too. I didn't get to do much craft beering down there. Especially because it's LA Beer Week right now.
Oh, yeah. You were in there kind of at the beginning of LA Beer Week.
Yeah, I missed, I guess, the brewery and a couple of breweries got together and the brewery, you know, the sour beer brewery.
The Kings.
They had a battle of the bands. That would have been cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
And, Mike Sardina said he's going up for a Brewers Guild meeting. Mohawk Bend. You ever heard of Mohawk Bend Brewing?
Mm-mm.
They're somewhere down there, down south. He's going to be up, you know, north of where he's normally from.
Okay.
And invited us out, but it's on Thursday, and we were leaving Tuesday.
Oh.
So we didn't get to meet up with them, M. Sardina.
Man, another missed.
Another
missed connection.
Always missed by that much.
M. Sardina with missed connections.
But I think,
I saw you across the brewery.
Your beard was exquisite.
I thought for a little bit you looked at me, but you turned away.
I have a feeling he's going to be on soon.
You're drinking a Saison.
I could tell by the color.
Please contact me. You're all I can think about.
But. Yeah, so I guess to wrap up the trip, High Times was rather impressive, a little overwhelming, too many beers. I should have brought home, I'm kicking myself now, if I could go back and do it again. If only I had another chance.
Buyer's remorse.
Mother Earth Brewing, they had quite a few selections from Mother Earth.
I don't think I've had anything from Mother Earth.
Yeah, I don't think, I probably guarantee they've never been to Fresno.
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
Yeah, that's a safe
bet. Pretty safe guarantee there.
But I've had their Cali Cream Ale, which is delicious.
Delicious. So they didn't have Modern Times in there. I can't believe that.
Well, just the can, you know, Black House and the Loma Land.
Oh, okay. But
I thought I was going to score the bottles we've been seeing.
Yeah, right. They have some sour, like some barrel aged stuff just come out.
Yeah, that was is that for, no, that's for San Diego Beer Week, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it's specifically for, but
yeah,
they got three different ones. Now, you could order it online, and I just noticed that two of them were sold out, and one was still,
wow.
But you had to go get them, but you ordered them online.
Oh, so they're allowing to pre-order, but you have to go pick them up yourself.
Right, there wasn't a delivery. I checked. I got to the point of, you know, send it, and there wasn't an option to send it. It was just pick up.
See, that would be rad.
Yeah. Damn it. Governor Brown, come on, man.
Loosen the belt.
Loosen it up, bro. That's You've been doing such a good job and everything else.
Yeah.
Loosen up the beer trade and let me send the beers.
Send the beers.
It'll save the postal industry. Damn it.
It's probably not far from the truth. It might even save the Fulton Mall.
Yep. Be the ones out in front. Get ahead of UPS and FedEx. Yeah. Say U.S. Postal, so you can send beer all you want.
Or better yet, just let Amazon do it because they're going to buy the postal
service. I mean, just anyway. You just got to be able to. I mean, I think you basically are getting carded. You're getting your ID checked when you use your credit card, right?
Oh,
I mean,
there you go.
I would think that's just sort of integrated into it. So, you know, if you're worried about underage people just like, oh, parents are out of town next weekend, let's just have beer sent to us. I'll pretend I'm dad and send us beer. I mean, is that what they're worried about? Why is it just like old laws that you shouldn't be sending beer through the mail? I mean,
minors getting beer.
I mean, I haven't even heard that reference as like why it's illegal to send beer through, you know?
Yeah.
Like the reason, I haven't heard the reason of it. I always thought of it as just some antiquated law that nobody wants to bother with trying to change.
And I guess.
But then it's somewhat legal in certain instances. Like if you're a brewery, you can send, like, it's just like these weird little nuanced little things, why you can or can't.
Huh.
I don't understand. We'll research it. Somebody research it and then tell us. Call 559-492-0542. Say, you idiots.
That's what we mean by we'll research it is.
We'll research it. We'll have somebody that listens.
Somebody else.
Research it. Because, you know, we're tired.
Tell us what's going on.
Tell us things. Did you notice Knee Deep is hanging out at Kern River right now?
I did notice that.
They're doing a collab beer. What making the heck, a collab man? Beer right now, Knee Deep in Kern River.
Can you imagine?
I'm guessing it's going to be hops, related with hops.
Yeah. Maybe a small amount of weed, but lots of hops.
Some weed, mostly hops.
I'm just speculating. I have no knowledge of anything, any proof.
I don't know this for sure. The GABF, October 2nd through the 4th in Denver, Great American Beer Festival.
So you're saying we got tickets?
No.
Damn it.
Nobody has come through for tickets with us. Or airline flights.
Or airline fare.
Or hotel rooms. Or a floor to crash on.
Yes.
But I wonder if they just got, like, this time of year in Denver, you could just sleep in the park, nearby park.
That sounds good. Camp out.
Yeah, I've slept in worse places.
Like half Burning Man,
a pleasant night in the park. And then definitely slept in worse places. But the fullpint.com's got the lowdown. Has the list of all the breweries, and then you can click on the brewery and see what that brewery is bringing.
Oh.
Of course, I had to click on Russian River.
That's a little high tech, it seems like.
Yeah.
And it actually works?
Yeah, it works.
Wow.
Russian River, they're bringing a Pils. I've never had a Russian River Pils. Erudition. That sounds like something. One of their sours or something.
What was the beer camp they did with Sierra Nevada?
Wasn't that.
It wasn't a Pils?
Oh, maybe. No. Frick, what was it?
Friggin'.
559-492-0542. Call with what that was.
I'm studying the wall.
Oh, yeah, the wall. The beer wall. Well, I'm gonna solve it now. We don't need the internet. The wall over here. Look over here to the bottle. So they're bringing the Pils.
Belgian style blonde.
Oh, it was a Belgian style blonde. We're just getting this right now to the perfect pour.
Hot off the wire.
It was a Belgian style blonde. Back to you.
Back to you in the studio.
Pliny the Elder, of course. They can't go anywhere without bringing Pliny.
I think they would be stoned at this point if they did.
Yeah. You imagine Roger River just going to a beer festival and not bringing Pliny. They're like, man, we don't feel like bringing it. Like,
people would tip.
They should bring, and they never, I never, I mean, I'm sure they've done it, but I've never seen them bring Blind Pig. I mean, I'm sure they have, but I just don't see it. It's always Pliny.
Yeah.
I want to see them just bring Blind Pig sometimes. People won't be, I mean, Blind Pig's almost as revered as Pliny.
I think they would throw a fit just to look cool in front of their friends, but secretly they'd be like, yes, this will do.
Then they'll also bring in Temptation and Supplication.
Oh, wow.
So
they're stocking.
They're bringing five.
Holy crap. What more do you need? That's a festival in itself.
Oh.
why do you suddenly sound disappointed?
I don't know what that meant. I don't know what that meant.
He's like, no idea what that meant. You grabbed the 16th instead of the 18th.
My cast.
So we're finally drinking the 16th anniversary from Stone.
I've got the Stone 18th anniversary IPA. The one with the blue 18. And of course, the classic. It's pretty much they're always their label for their anniversary IPA or anniversary ale.
Yep.
And this one's just blue. Just the kind of, they're like, we don't want that red one, that the 16.
Okay, we're changing the color and the number. That's it.
Yeah.
No other thing shall change on the beer.
And I haven't had this yet. It's been out for a little bit. It is the hoppiest golden brown IPA on earth.
Yes.
And before we drink this, let's let Mitch Steele explain.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mitch.
We got him coming in, piping in live from San Diego to talk about the Stone 18th Anniversary IPA via YouTube. It's Mitch Steele. I guess he's playing guitar. Yes. Mitch.
He's playing the bass ukulele.
All right, let him get his riff out.
He's wailing, bro.
We wanted to make our anniversary beers now for several years. It's kind of a tradition. And we came across a new hop last year that we like a lot. It's called El Dorado. It's just a really neat hop. It's not overwhelmingly citrus and grapefruit peel or anything like that. It's got some lemon characteristics to it. A really nice herbal character. And then on the finish, every beer that we've made with this hops on the finish has this really intense lemony, we call it lemon starburst. It's kind of a candied lemon kind of character. So there's a lot going on with the hop, and it's a hop we've become quite fond of. We've also been playing around with brewing hoppy beers with some dark malts in them. Of course, the Stone Sublimely Self-Righteous Ale is an example of that. And we found this brown malt that we really like from England, and we used that in a very small percentage in the beer just to give it a little bit of this reddish-brown hue and add some layers of complexity underneath the hop character. So you can see it's a really nice amber color beer, and there were some dark roasted malts in here. But it's not enough to make it a brown beer. It's just got this really nice deep amber color to it, an interesting hue. The hop presence is big in the aroma, kind of herbal, kind of lemony. And then when you taste it, you get more of the hop, and you get that lemon starburst thing on the back end, that real lemon candy kind of like character on the back end. And then kind of underneath it all and lingering past the hops is this really nice, very light kind of cocoa, coffee type roast character, just enough to make it interesting. Please don't age this. And
I'll do what I want.
You don't tell me what to do, Mitch.
Don't tell me what to do, Mitch.
Get a bottle of this, drink it right away, enjoy the hop character in it. Don't let it sit around for too long. It's Stone Brewing Company. We've been around long enough.
I'm letting that 16 sit around all I want.
That's right.
And a nice tradition here for Southern California brewing. But, you know, 18 years is no small accomplishment. It's a real tribute to the team that started this brewery up back in 1996 that we've come so far as we have.
There you go.
96, huh?
There you go.
They're not not very old. I still remember 96. Okay, I was listening to The Offspring.
Whoops. The Offspring. yeah.
Got my first Volkswagen. What else did I do in 96? Sure, I showered once or twice.
So here, we're going to have the 18th anniversary IPA. And Nick has already had this.
No, I have not.
Oh, wait. No, you haven't. I definitely have not.
I have not had it on this show.
There you go. That's something. Oh, wow. I'm liking the aroma.
Like it. So I think when I hear deep amber, I automatically think of pizza.
You're liking this, pairing it with pizza?
I think this would go really, really well. But it's got to be a hearty pizza. Nice red sauce. Not a meat lovers, but, you know, maybe two meats and two veggies.
Two meats.
And lots of extra cheese, of course.
Nice aroma.
It has that freshly mashed grain smell.
Hmm.
Like it's like you smell this cooking in the brewery.
What's the percentage on this?
Enough.
I'm feeling like it's quite a bit. Oh, man.
Oh, 8.
8%.
0.5.
Hmm. All right. Yeah.
Exactly more than you thought.
More than your average.
Yeah, I was thinking 8.5. I was like, this is 8.5.
Interesting. 8.5. Interesting. Certainly better than the 16. Not that that was hard, but.
Yeah. I think anything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going with the don't age it.
Going with theory. The don't age, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they just want to sell more beer.
I think so. I think you could age this. Feels like it. Not that I would make it better, but it wouldn't. I don't think it would be bad aged.
Mm-hmm. But it's
I don't
hops.
Think. Yeah. It wouldn't be better, but I don't think it would fall off that much. Yeah, I guess it's that hop he's talking about because it is different.
El Dorado hops, you said?
Yeah, the El Dorado hops.
So that was new or new to them? I missed that. All right, kind of covered.
Nick, jeez. Come on, man.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you. You weren't paying attention. Well, fine. I'm just not going to tell you.
That's all right. That's fine by me. It's still fine by me.
Ski gas and gas. So the full pint, I'll mention the full pint again. I'm getting a lot of stuff from the full pint.
Like bringing us the news.
Fullpint.com. They put together something that I wanted to do, but I don't have enough. I was just too lazy to research it. So luckily the full pint did it for us.
It means it was a good theory then.
And it was a craft beer celebrity poll. They did a poll.
Mm.
So who's the biggest craft beer celebrity?
Mm.
Like, what would you come to your mind, pop into your head, craft beer celebrities?
So I'm totally going to misjudge this, and I'm going to think you're thinking about celebrities that are into craft beer.
No, no.
So I'm going to automatically think Neil Patrick Harris.
Is he?
Wouldn't he be?
Well, wouldn't he be? I don't know.
And then followed by awesome. Sandra Bullock.
That's what you hope.
That would be my hope. So, yeah. So what pray tell are you
this
talking
about?
This
would be celebrities. Craft beer people, they're celebrities to us beer geeks.
So craft beer personalities who have become so well known, they're now beer celebrities.
Right. And
well, Vinny's probably going to be the number one.
Oh. Huh?
Actually, I take that back. Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head.
Oh, Sam Calagione is number two.
Damn.
Greg, I would have thought Greg Koch for at first.
Greg Cock.
See, Jim Koch and Greg Koch.
Yeah.
Cock. Those are the two I would have thought of.
Okay.
Jim, of course, from Sam Adams, and Greg, of course, from Stone. But Greg is number four.
This wow, is, right now, these that's are the, actually surprising. As
according to the votes on fullpine.com.
Okay.
And Jim is number eight or seven.
Wow.
Which I would have thought it had been way higher.
Especially when he advertises and the rest don't.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm surprised that Jim, you almost got that too. The Dogfish Head guy is number two.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you're talking about craft beer geeks that are on this site. So,
okay.
You're not going to get. But number one, I feel ignorant. You mentioned Vinny from Russian River.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny is number eight.
And that's pretty impressive considering he only makes beer.
Well, number nine, sorry.
Maybe not on the forums I see anyway, but yeah. He never like participates social media wise.
Nope. They are very, they do not really advertise and they're still managed to be.
Yeah. So that's pretty impressive.
Of course, or our boys from Blue Dog.
Blue Dogs.
Well, only one of the brew dogs.
Only are on one there. Of them.
James Watt. James.
Yeah, I know exactly which one that is.
Yeah.
He's the crazy one.
The one that gets naked a lot.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but the other one isn't. That's crazy.
Everyone just assumes they're both James.
Yeah. They're probably both James.
Yeah.
But the number one, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to lose street cred by saying this. I don't know who he is. Nate Sirocco, craft beer, San Diego craft beer icon.
Mm.
And he's dominating.
He's like not, miles ahead?
Yes, he's dominating at number one. Like, Sam Calgione is nowhere near him.
Wow.
It's like he's won it, basically. So I don't know if he had some sort of big campaign or...
He wrote the blog?
He's just somebody that we... Yeah, you're right. He's on craft. He's on a full pint. So I just don't know this gentleman, Nate. I would like to know him because yes. I'm guessing it would be great to know him. He is number one in all of Kazakhstan. In number three, Charlie Papazian. Papazian. Papazian, probably. Armenian, man. I should be able to get Armenian names straight from Fresno. He's a home brewing pioneer and president of the Brewers Association. So
there you go.
That makes sense.
Brewers.
And Greg. Jeremy Daner from Ambassador Brewer from Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty surprising for him to get into number. Number five. So David Walker is at six. Firestone.
That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. And King Grossman, Sierra Nevada, you'd think would be. He's number 11.
Wow. Didn't even break top 10.
No. Nick Floyd, Three Floyds, he's drop out 16. Michaela Borg Bezir, he's number 18. Yeah, so there you go.
Very some unpredictable highlights. List.
Right. I think Chris White,
White Lab
should be on there. He's not
Dr.
on there.
White?
He's not. Dr. White is not Dr. on there. Dr. White. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, he should be up there.
So there you go. Those are beer celebs.
Yeast makes it happen.
No, craft beer media people.
Mmm. Yeah,
Beer I'm surprised. Beer Winch or unsurprised somebody from
Brewing Network.
Yeah, Brewing Network would be on there.
Dang.
Maybe people just aren't thinking of that when they're doing it, but I don't know.
Hmm. Yes.
Next time, maybe.
All right.
We got the voicemails. 559-492-0542. We'd love for you to call and send us your craft beer stuff. talk about something related to the show or just related to your town and craft beer. And we'll play it. We care not. And we have one voicemail this week.
Oh.
Aw. But hey, we got one.
We got one.
That's cool. Let's see what it's about.
Woo woo.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving again. Yeah, I was just on my way out of town. I'm going to go see my lady.
Hey now.
And I just got done listening to the episode 62. And it was great. Especially the voicemail that I left. That's probably my favorite part. But you know what? I just want to tell you, it's okay with me if you guys go off on little tangents. You don't have to talk about 100% beer.
No.
Fine, really. Fine. So keep up the great work, guys. And there's something I was going to tell you, but okay, I forgot. So, yeah. Keep up the great work.
Scotty B.
Scotty B. Brewing.
Thanks, Scotty B. At least we got one.
So I can't tell if because he was driving
or driving.
If there was sarcasm in there when he says, I don't care.
He's I like, don't care.
But that sounds like you do care when you say it like that.
Yeah, come on, man. Sell it better, Scotty.
Yeah. I think he cares. He wants beer. That guy is beer all the time. He is
beer all day, man.
Beer all day.
Yeah, I saw him checking in over at BC's out in Clovis earlier today.
The BC's.
BC's going to be doing... Something's going on. Something's coming up.
Something's going on.
There's some sort of event. BC's out in Clovis. Man, BC's, come back to your Shaw location on Shaw and Palm.
Mm.
Come back there. Kick out the limelight. Go back into that building like you used to, and then we'll be cool.
Was that where BC's was?
Yeah. Actually, it was in where the ham place is.
All right.
That ham place.
Honey baked ham. Store.
They used to be at BC's.
Oh.
And they were doing beer, craft beer and stuff before that was a thing.
Yeah.
I can remember going in there and having the pizza and they'd have all the different beers that was foreign to us.
Fig Garden can use.
I mean, back in the day, craft beer was basically European beer. Was like,
pretty much.
Huh? It was just like, woo.
Ooh, so I cannot pronounce this. I will drink this.
Yeah, this must be good because it's from Europe.
It's like a nice French.
And now
restaurant.
It's just like totally turned on its head. Now it's like, well, your beer is shit.
Yeah, what is this?
American beers.
Brewery Van Orgen.
Mm-hmm. BC's, just come back to your original location, and then we'll be there all the time.
We need pizza and beer.
So freaking far out there, Clovis. God dang you.
Why you gotta be so far?
Why? All right, we're still trying to get through that anniversary IPA from Stone, it's tougher when there's just two of us to get through a bomber that's a little bit thick like that.
Well,
we've got, you know... It's fall officially.
We're getting into it.
This may not be our pumpkin beer episode, but.
No reason not to have one.
Nick hadn't had this one yet. So the Fall Hornin' Pumpkin Ale from Anderson Valley.
Fall Hornin'.
This is producer Becky's been digging on this.
Yeah.
This is one of her favorites. Her favorite is a Uinta one, the pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
But this one's probably number two.
Uinta.
There you go. It's open.
Nice little crack in the microphone.
Using the opener from Best Damn Beer Shop.
San Diego.
Which maybe I'll go to there.
Oh,
when I go to San Diego next month. If I get an opportunity.
I hope your beer trip went better than mine. Well,
we'll see.
It's not a beer trip. It's a family trip.
Right. A family trip that you try to wedge beer into.
With a side of beer, yeah. So, well, that was the other reason for going to High Times. I kind of forgot to mention that. One Mr. Donnie Fox allegedly works there.
Oh, that's right.
And I went to troll him.
I don't know why I wasn't clicking on that, putting that together earlier.
I went to troll him, and so I didn't tell him I was coming. I was going to show up.
You're just going to like, hey.
Just start talking to him about beer and see how long it took.
Yeah, oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and of course, he wasn't there. So that's the other part of the reason for going to High Times instead of staying in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
So
he just wasn't there.
Next time, Gadget.
So now he's got to answer to the fact that he didn't have Modern Times in his store.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Donnie?
Why you no do that?
Why you not have Modern Times? Or why he had two?
Yeah.
You say he had two.
He had a couple. Well, yeah. I mean, I got what I went for, but.
Okay.
Everything else was kind of a bust, I guess.
Sorry. He did have two. All right.
All right. So yeah. So hopefully your San Diego adventure.
We shall see.
You with craft beer.
I'm going to try to wedge in a stop because I lived quite a few years in Lakewood/Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
And Seal Beach, I used to go down to Seal Beach all the time because it was an easy bike ride down the San Gabriel River. And that's roughly where, I haven't looked at it precisely, but that's roughly where Beechwood is.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to be. I'm trying to time it to where be about lunchtime, trying to go down there.
Oh yeah,
and trying to get over to Beechwood, and because I'll be with the girls. So
yeah, you gotta appease her.
So we'll see. And Bee's the little one more than the wife.
Yeah,
you know that one's a little more difficult. But I'm hoping. What I'm hoping to get a Beechwood stop.
Is that the 710 that goes along the waterfront there?
No, the
71?
No, the 410. No. The
410.
40. Now you've got me. The Long Beach Freeway.
Yeah. Well, no, the Beechwood's quite a ways in from the 405.
Right. Or from the 405. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's near, yeah, it's in the Steel Beach area. It isn't that close to 405, but it's close enough.
Okay.
It's not that far.
Yeah, they just released a collaboration for LA Beer Week that looked pretty impressive.
Impressive.
So.
Most impressive. So, all right, we got this Fall Hornin' going around. We got the bear with the antlers.
Yes.
Getting a drink of water.
Bear plus deer equals
bear. And then it's
beer.
Got the orange sky with the bat-esque birds flying around. The Fall Hornin'.
So
pumpkin ale.
Beechwood plus Drake's equals the Vulcanizer.
Oh, man.
India Pale Ale.
The Vulcanizer.
And it's at the, it says Long Beach location.
It's at the Long Beach location.
Sounds like you kind of want to go towards Long
Beach. Is it Beach. Bottled or is it? It's just
from
in-house?
What I'm told, yeah, their bottles are like almost non-existent. They're mostly draft and growlers.
Ooh, I could get a growler though.
You get a growler.
Yeah, I've got to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm down there, gotta somehow hook up with M. Sardina, if that's possible. I'm only gonna have one full day there.
Oh yeah, see,
one
that's the
Friday
part.
Travel day. Saturday full day, Sunday travel day.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to get a Friday night in, mm-hmm. Sunday morning in, and a full Saturday.
Yeah.
What's going to happen beer-wise, I don't know, really. Be visiting one of my best friends, Derek, and his family. Derek's awesome with, you know, he's not as nerdy as I am about craft beer, but he's definitely okay with it. So, I mean, we're going to both be trying, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
His fridge might be somewhat drinkable.
That's the very, at very least, I'm stopping somewhere to, I'm going to bring an ice chest.
There you go.
I'm bringing an ice chest. How much breweries I'll see, I don't know, but I'm definitely going to make sure I stop somewhere.
Nice.
For bottle wise.
Yeah. But. That's the trouble down there. You know, you hear like, well, you had a classic story about the Valero.
Yeah,
and
that Valero man's awesome off the I-5.
So you hear that, and you're like, man, you want to check every single place you go to in hopes they have craft beer and somehow not piss off your family.
Yep. It's the dance.
It's the dance.
The dance. We craft beer nerds do.
Yeah, it got me. It got the best of me for sure.
Try and get the beer you want and still not piss anyone off.
Yeah.
Or disappoint somebody. Or maybe piss off might be too extreme a word, but just be just like... Annoy
really?
Somebody.
Really? You're going to do this right
come
now.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Be a normal person for once. I can't. I'm a craft beer nerd. I must have it. So, been caught drinking. How are you liking this Fall Hornet, by the way?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's better than the Dogfish Head.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I need to have another one of the Dogfish Head pumpkins because the four pack we got, it tasted like it had went through some temperature changes.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
So I want to see. I would like to have it again and see if that's just what it tastes like.
That's just what it tastes like.
Fall Horn's a pretty good one when you're talking about pumpkin ales. Now, can you still be keep your street cred and be a fan of pumpkin ales? Because the big craft beer nerds like those like just like shake their head at pumpkin beers like come on
meh. Yes, you can, but see the trend has morphed into now there is big exclusive pumpkin beers.
Okay.
So before it was just add some allspice and call it a pumpkin beer.
Right.
And now you have these big industrial barrel-aged pumpkin beers or rare fall spices. Mm-hmm. Like right now Dogfish Head is doing a fall beer with wasabi in it.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it's they're getting...
There's a potato chip with wasabi in it right now.
Yeah.
Lays is trying to put out there.
So these fall beers have gotten like intensified all of a sudden. You know, Anderson Valley's...
Extreme fall beers!
Extreme! So that's, I think, where you're going to pick up your street cred again is if you're caught drinking these, you know.
Yeah, the ones that the beer geeks drink.
Yeah.
So. All you little people can drink those other ones.
I'm surprised nobody called me out on my Buffalo Bills pumpkin ale that I mentioned last time. Nobody slammed me for even trying that one, so it must mean nobody heard it.
Nobody was listening.
Nobody was listening. I thought for sure that was going to make a rise out of somebody.
Can I get a rise? I can't believe you did that.
What?
You call yourself a beer podcaster?
Whoa.
Oh, there you go. You just got your cred back.
Street cred. So there is cred to be had with the crafting of the beers.
So what were you been drinking?
I don't know.
Past week that we haven't mentioned yet.
I thought I would. All that jabbering would give me time to.
Yeah, I thought so too. That was like 2 minutes of jabbering. Come on, man.
Man.
Yeah, a lot of pre-jabber.
What is this, a podcast?
Bring up your untap. What are you an untap, Nick?
The Nick 80.
I am Dorktown. There you go.
How do you like in the new, recently updated Untappd?
Yeah, it's nice. Just a little, it's subtle.
Freshened up.
Wasn't anything real big. But I enjoy the Untappd.
No big.
It's a good. There was something I wish Untappd would do, and now it's escaped me, of course. The perfect course. Time for me to bring it up, and now I don't know what it was. But there's some little thing that I think Untappd could do that it doesn't do, and now I can't think of it. But okay.
Sure.
I'll think of it later when I'm at work. It does no good to anyone.
Yeah. You could call in and leave.
While I'm listening back to this podcast, I'll be like, oh, I know what it was.
I know it.
Ass.
I found Rubicon's Monkey Knife Fight.
Oh, okay.
At one of my favorite restaurants.
What's that?
Max's Bistro.
Oh, Max's has that?
They're beefing up, little by little, beefing up their craft beer list.
Becky and I got to go there. I haven't been there in forever. And I've highly never taken Becky. And you guys, I know you talk about highlights. I'm like, I got to go.
Man, delicious. Go, man. And craft beer now.
Nice.
Down in LA, nice. We had Hangar 24's Orange Wheat.
All right.
Never had that one before. That was one of the selections in the...
Get a bird.
Whoa.
It's like the old place.
Yeah, they had a lot of Hangar 24 at the bottle shop in the hotel. Another one of the selections they had. Carl Strauss, Tower 10 IPA.
All right.
Found one of those down there. Imagine that. And I have broke into my four-pack of Modern Times Black House from my trip.
Whoa.
Whoa,
wow. Wow, you broke into it?
Broke in.
Is it good? It's because you remembered?
Still good. Still good.
Modern Times. You.
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 You sultry beast.
Well, I'm not anything too crazy. I did, though, go to Steal the Glass Night at Eureka Burger.
I saw this.
It was Mammoth Brewing Night.
Mammoth Night.
They had two different Mammoths. One was the, I think it was the Blondie Bock, I believe. It was barrel age.
Wow.
And all this stuff. It was, she was describing it. The waitress was like basically trying to talk me out of it. Because I think she's probably already getting people like, oh, I don't like this. You know, They don't want people to have to take it back. So they're just like, if they're smart, I guess they'll just be like, really just like, this is what it's all about. Are you sure you want to order it?
Are you sure?
And nothing she was saying about the beer sounded good at all. So the only reason I wanted to get it was just because I've never had it. It's one I hadn't had.
Yeah, and Mammoth usually doesn't go wrong.
Right. And the other one was their brown, double nut brown. And I just went with the nut brown because I knew that one was solid and I don't have browns enough. So
yeah.
And, you know, got the quote-unquote free glass from Mammoth.
Yeah, yeah. Free glass with $9 beer purchase. Yeah,
but this was $6, so
it's kind of
made a decent deal out of it. Got a glass, a beer, pint of beer for $6, and the pint for $6. Usually it's like $8 or something.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. Mammoth does a nice job.
Eureka still coming through with the Steal the Glass Nights.
Yeah, they're still doing it. They don't advertise it very well.
No.
They're crappy. You have no idea you're just walking in going, well, I don't know what it is.
It's Tuesday. They're going to have something.
So I don't know if they've figured out that it's better to not advertise what it is and just do it.
Avoid the...
people just swarm, like, oh, I don't want
swarm
that.
Of beer nerds.
Or they're just not on top of their social media, which I suspect is the case.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been having some hop nosh. Nosh now.
Nosh. From
Uinta.
Now known as nosh.
Now known as nosh. Nice six-pack. I think I'm going to these places too much. Like Elite Liquor, there hasn't been anything interesting in there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's been pretty much the same thing. There hasn't been anything new too much. And then Whole Foods went in there. Wasn't really right now. Like fall beers are kind of taking over.
Yeah, yeah.
Their spots. So it's like if you're not into fall beers, you're kind of just like, nothing really exciting is happening here.
Yep.
So I end up just getting a six pack of the Hobnosh.
Regular old beer.
Just right. Beer I enjoy. I'll just get that. And I had some Shermans. Spent money on General Sherman's.
No.
Yep.
Oh, what is this world?
My daughter's birthday party, of course, had to have beer available. And got the 12-pack of the Windermere Brothers, the variety 12-pack.
There's a name we haven't mentioned too often.
Yeah, we don't mention Windermere. They're Portland.
Original. Originally craft
Portland.
Beer. Yeah.
Oregon Brewer, I'm pretty sure. I know they have a place. I've been to the place in Portland.
Pioneers of the American
Whip
Beer.
I don't know if they started in Portland, but they got a place in Portland.
Yeah, or Hefeweizen, not
Whip Beer. I've been to it. And it was nice.
Pioneers of the American Hefeweizen.
Right. So I had a couple of those. The one I remember, the Upheaval IPA.
Nice.
It's a good, pretty good IPA.
Okay.
It's not, you know, for a Portland IPA. It's one of the
if you like them Portland
IPAs. Beers, one of the better Portland IPAs. So yeah, that was about all I've been drinking. Bearded Brewer, what have you been drinking?
Yeah, what have you been drinking?
Caught drinking. Wow. All right. No. Well, you're just not on it tonight.
Slow week.
Looking out, some beers. Just looking out. I'm eyeing some
you're
beers. I'm
been
eyeing.
Eyeballing some beers.
These are a couple of just for the label.
Oh, okay.
Beechwood's the Mocha Machine.
Uh-huh.
Imperial Chocolate Porter. Ooh. I mean, I'm sure it's probably good, too. But just the label is just so cool. It's got the 60s, that Beechwood style of graphics.
Yeah.
And it's got that 60s style, and it looks like where it creates the beer, like kind of like a factory line inventive like machine that makes the beer. And nice. You put the bottle in, you know, and the bottle's in there. Okay. And does this kind of, it's a cool ass looking label. And it's Beechwood, mm-hmm. and I want it.
I don't see how you couldn't.
And I'll enjoy Beechwood. The beer as well, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Even though it's a porter.
This one, I saw that the Hop King 559 got this in Visalia. And I haven't seen it in Fresno yet, so I'm assuming it's going to start getting out there. Is that Stone's Descoveza?
Oh,
Socoveza?
Socoveza? Yeah.
Socoveza. The Mocha Stout.
I think Doss just put a keg of that on.
Oh, so Doss has got it on tap.
No bottles yet, but I think it's
on
tap.
They got a keg. Socoveza.
Yeah, that one did look interesting. I did see that down
there. You haven't had that one, have you?
I haven't, and I refrained from buying it down there because I thought, it's going to show up in Fresno.
Yeah, because we do get most Stone stuff. Well, I guess everybody does. I don't know. But if Stone makes it, we get it usually. So, yeah, that should be popping out around town, mm-hmm, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. If Visalia is getting it now, so... So that's what anything you're looking out?
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's the season for Velvet Merkin. And I've been seeing
it. Did you get one?
No, not yet. I went to Whole Foods today actually thinking it was going to be out, and it's not out yet.
Wow.
But I've seen it on social medias. El Cerrito Liquor has it.
Salito.
Who's Craft posted that they had it already. Who's Craft?
Who's?
Another favorite, St. Archer,
mm-hmm.
Mentioned last time they're doing their coffee brown, and they also have a collaboration with Girl Skateboards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you saw this. They're doing a canned version of a beer, and I'm curious what the heck they did. I don't know if the skateboard company is a beer aficionado, or if – I don't know how that works, how you get a skateboard company and a beer company together. So I want to see how that works out.
Yeah, that looks cool.
And what else was I looking out for? Mm-hmm.
Looking out just for, like, I'm going to drop in my headphones. Oh, are you looking out? You can't for this anymore. The last beer of the episode.
It's official.
From another one from Mike Hess Brewing. Thank you, Nick. The Rye IPA.
I had to do it. It was calling
me. Habitus.
Habitus.
8%. Oh!
Nice little crack.
Oh, my
in the
God.
Microphone.
I missed it. I missed it. It was backwards.
No. You did not just screw up the can.
Yep. No!
We will not... Here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first. What will we not be drinking this episode?
Now I'm pulling out a Sierra Nevada bottle opener. It's got a little thing on there. I think it will work. And basically, the tab is now useless on this MyCast can.
We are going to Plan B.
Plan B.
We are full on Plan B.
Let's see if I can... It's a little more difficult to do with the light. I'm trying to get on the mic here. Oh, I just went in my eyes.
Well, I must say you deserved that, sir.
I just got completely sprayed in the face, in my eyes, on the equipment.
As if you were shotgunning that beer.
On my mirror notes. Yep, it looks like I'm trying to shotgun it.
Shotgun on my...
But Mike, damn it, it's open.
Mike Hess has never been so proud.
Yeah. All right. All right. Damn it. That was something. That needed to be on our YouTube page.
We're called the perfect pour, not the perfect open, folks.
Yep. There you go. So here.
Here you go.
Here you go, Nick.
Oh.
Have fun with that.
Oh, I thank you.
I'm going to assume you haven't had this. Ah, the beer, it burns in your eyes.
You've never had beer in your eye before? Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Have. Life, you're doing it wrong.
No, we've just had the other one that's in the orange can.
Yeah, the one that...
Where's our cans?
It's hidden.
It's hidden. Oh,
I wonder. Yeah, I see it, but it's hidden.
Yeah. So, no, I've not had... I had no idea they made a Rye India Pale Ale. There we go.
Mike's eating the can. We had the Clausius. They're... Vienna style cream ale.
Yes.
That's what we had before.
These guys are kicking ass and taking names.
Yep.
And
that's with many San Diego brewers.
Yes.
Man.
Very busy can.
Covered in beer.
Complete opposite of Modern Times. Modern Times has what? A stripe and a logo and a name. And then Mike Hess is like, what? How much do you have? Put it all.
Put all of them.
Put all of it. Put a shield and some lions and some scrolls and
all kinds of crap to look at.
Yeah, the beer's good. Who cares? They ain't gonna care what's on the can. Yeah,
damn good beer.
I even see a hidden Mickey on there. I mean, that's.
Is there?
No, I'm just kidding. It's a maple leaf.
That's a nod for the Canadians, yo.
Yo.
Hockey starts in a few weeks.
No.
No.
I don't know.
One week. So what do you think of this
Habitus.
Rye IPA. I like it because it's low in the rye.
It is. It is low in the rye.
But it's there. It's a nice one.
Dry, earthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
I would say I'm glad this is going to be in Fresno very soon.
Oh, you think that's happening?
I know it's happening.
You know it's happening.
You
think it's going to be in
DOS?
Oh, DOS is going to start getting Mike Hess?
Yes.
Like they're going to start carrying it?
Yes.
Oh, nuts. That's good.
That's a good.
We haven't had, Fresno hasn't had one of these kind of Modern Times, Mike Hess. We haven't had a consistent Fresno connection for one of these type of beers for a while. Like, none of the bottle shots have been stepping up for a different kind of brewery that we haven't seen for a while.
Would this be a Can Diego beer?
Can Diego.
Hey! Oh, yes. Dad jokes all day long. Yes.
Yes. Can Diego.
No. Did you tell me no?
Cheers. Cheers.
Yes.
So cheers some untapped people.
All right.
Todd Hill, Reggie 559, and Reggie's got his office workers listing. They're delivering the difference and listening to the perfect pour. They'll know what I'm talking about. That's an inside joke.
Oh.
And so
I want to
cheers to Reggie and that crew that's listening where they're at. I don't know if they're listening at work or they're listening individually.
But they're required to listen.
But they Reggie's making them listen.
You must listen.
Listen to this beer talk. They talk beer. It's good.
Reggie and the Difference. That sounds like a band.
Chris Brown from the Merry Gamers.
Oh.
Chris has gotten into beer because Tioga.
Good job.
Tioga gives them beer on their podcast.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We haven't had any Tioga beer for quite a while.
Oh, the actual beer podcast?
Yeah.
Beer?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Come on, man. Hook us up. So, cheers to Chris Brown and the Merry Gamers. Love other podcasts. I'm a huge podcast nerd. If those listeners that now? Just listen to the Perfect Four, I'm a huge podcast nerd listening person. So, and I listen to most of the craft beer other podcasts. If you happen to be a craft beer podcaster that listens to Perfect Four, I probably listen to your show. I don't know if I should really just go through. I guess one day I'll just go through my list. Stitcher and list all the craft beer podcasts I listen to. Go. But if you're a player out there in the craft beer podcasting world, I've listened to you. I know what you're doing.
Dang, better watch it.
Better watch. Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, the Brewing Network, the session, inadvertently said the Perfect Pour in the last episode. Now, was that subconsciously saying, they weren't saying talking about us, but they did say the phrase, the Perfect Pour, came up in an organic conversation. Now, was that subconsciously saying that because they know we're out there and they said
scared.
It?
They're scared.
Or are they just, they're just a complete coincidence, which I think it was just complete coincidence, but they said the, I forget what the, it was, they were talking about, but, shaking. Oh, they were talking about a website that they were making fun of something that they're making fun of this. There's a website or like a review website that reviews breweries that are as if they're aliens from another planet. And they're reviewing they're visiting breweries as aliens. And that's how they review.
Yes.
Things.
That's how.
So that's their thing. Things. So, and then it got to a point where they're joking about it and they're joking about what if, you should review breweries as if you're a cat. And, and then it was what would we call it? And he's like, call it the perfect pour. The website that a cat would review breweries. We'd call it the perfect pour. So that's how it came up. So,
damn it.
It was pretty much not at all have to do with us.
Or they just found a way to mock us.
So cheers. You got some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to, oddly enough, a podcast.
Hey.
Pub Chat Podcast. Recent follower on Twitter. Freaky Deaky.
I think I've used to listen. I think I haven't listened to Pub Chat in a long time. I have heard that one.
You've actually heard that one, though. On Instagram, Oak Barrel Doug, NW Craft Beer Scene, Northwest Craft Beer Scene, Mohawk Band. They followed us on
Mohawk Band
Twitter.
On the Twitter.
After M. Sardina name dropped them.
Oh.
And Todd W. followed me personally on the Twitter.
Yeah, Todd a lot. I've seen him out there.
So, word up.
Cheers.
Cheerses.
Does the Bearded Brewer deserve a cheers?
No.
All right. Absolutely not. Forget the Bearded Brewer. But go see him during Fuse Fest.
Go have a beer with
go the Bearded make Brewer. I got a feeling he's going to be working his ass off for Fuse Fest. I got a feeling he's going to be pretty busy.
He's going to be like, I hate you, Mike.
Yeah, I hate you for bringing the Fuse Fest here. If you see us, if you're listening to this in the first couple days this episode drops, go to the Fuse Fest September 26th and 27th. 27th is going to be out at Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, where the same beer garden that our own Bearded Brewer runs. Yes. He manages that shiz, dude. So if you got a problem with that beer garden at Tioga downtown, take it up with the Bearded Brewer. That's He'll it. Make it right.
Yep. He'll He's the one right. with the beard.
Yep. He's the dude with the beard. Or Bert.
Bert.
Bert. I love Bert.
The Bert's still there.
Bert's still there. Is he?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Okay.
Bert. Bert.
Bert.
So Bert I'll see hurt. You. See you there Saturday. Don't see you there. We'll see you at the Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
In the Tower District.
October.
Right behind the tower.
4th?
Is it October 4th? Sounds right.
Yes.
So 1 to 5. We'll all be out there too, hopefully. God willing and the creek don't rise. And I think that's, yeah, those are the things. See us out there.
Those are the things.
And tell all your friends about the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
Like Reggie. Telling his friends. You tell your friends, go review us on iTunes, and then just follow us on Twitter at Perfect Pour Pod. Facebook, like us on Facebook, Perfect Pour Pod.
We are there.
And Instagram, Perfect Pour Pod.
And something named Google Plus, if that still exists.
Google Plus, we're out there. We are occasionally out there on Google Plus as well. We are. It's like...
It's true.
It goes like a couple weeks, and then you're like, oh yeah, Google Plus. And then we'll get on there for like a couple days, like hardcore, and then forget about it for a couple more weeks. And yeah, I'm really reviewing us on iTunes would be awesome. We appreciate that. And there you go. That's all your requirements. Go out and have some fun with your beer, and go tell us about all the fun you're having with your beer. I don't know. It almost sounds like a euphemism, but it doesn't. It doesn't sound like a euphemism. This has been the Perfect Pour.
Sunburns.
Sunburns, save us.